Nii, siis jälle hommikul me tervitame üksteist ja oleme jälle taas rõõmsa meelega koos issandale avatud, kuulmaks issanda häält, talletamaks oma südamesse kõike neid põhimõtteid ja Jumala sõna, sest Jumala sõna on terav, lõhestab meie hinge ja vaimu ja mulle alati meeldib see põhimõte, et inimene oleks rajatud ja juurdunud. Ma saan aru, et eriti meie maal on olnud tõesti üks suur probleem, et ma ütl isegi, et meil oleks prohvetlikust eriti olnud. Et meil ei ole ise kõieti prohvetlikust olnud, aga me oleme liialt olnud oma emotsioonide, oma kogemuste, ehk oma hingelisuse tasandil. Ja sellepärast ma pean eriti kalliks, et saaksime rohkem rajatud alusele. Ja siis ka see ka prohvetlikus toimib ühel teisel tasandil. Ja prohvetlikus ju ainult kinnitab seda, mis on nüüd see aluselik tasand. Aga niisugune prohvetlikus lihtsalt on väga mitte kuskile viiv, kui me lihtsalt liigume ainult prohvetiku tasandi järgi, kui seda tunnistust ei ole meie sees. Seepärast ma olen läbi aegade jälginud, et see tegelikult ei vii mitte kuskile ja see on lihtsalt jah, niisugune hetkeline emotsioon, mis järgmine päev võib isegi masendus veel suurem olla. Et sellepärast ongi väga oluline, et me oleksime rajatud ja juurdunud Jumala sõnasse ja Heebrei kirjas ongi see mõte väga oluline, et Jumala sõna on elav ja terav. Ja vaadake, see on väga huvitav, et kus sul on sõnast aru saamine ja ilmutus, siis need kogemuslikud asjad võivad olla nii või naa. Aga sa püsid selles arusaamises, mis on tulnud Jumala sõna kaudu meie ellu, et see on väga oluline juhinduda Jumala sõnast. Kuigi see on nüüd jälle omaette teema, et meie arusaamine sõnast võib olla natukene erinev. Aga igal juhul see on väga hea, kui me sõnaga tegeleme ja oleme rajatud Jumala sõnale, sest see on nüüd ikkagi tõeline alus ja kiitus Jumalale selle eest. Et ma ei hakkagi praegu midagi lugema, oleme palves ja anname üle siis jälle Mervinele ja Elale selle osaduse. Isa, me kiidame, ülistame sind selle hommikuse hetke eest ja isa, me täname, et sina valitsed ja isa, me täname, et sinu kuningriik on määratletud tulema siia maa peale. Isa, me täname, et sinu igatsus, sinu tahe on, et Jumala rahvas võiks tõusta, Jumala rahvas võiks mõista ära selle tasandi, mis taevas on sündinud. Ja isa, me täname, et sinu laste kaudu on määratletud esile tulema sinu tahe siin maa peal. Isa, sinu valitsus siin maa peal. Isa, me täname sinu tarkuse ilmutuse vaimu eest. Isa, me täname, et sinu hea meel on ilmutada oma tahet siin maa peal. Isa, ole kiidetud, ole ülendatud. Me lihtsalt täname sind, isa, et sa oled teinud oma rahva, oma kuningriigik siin maa peal, kelle kaudu sa oled edastamas oma tahet. Issand, me kiidame, et sa oled kõike armu üli rohkesti välja valanud meie peale, kõiges tarkuses, kõiges mõistmises. Issand, et me võime olla sellel tunnil ka avatud sinule, issand sinu tarkusele, issand kõigele issand, mida sa tahad esile tuua. Issand, me ülendame sind, et sina oled kuningate kuningas, oled issandate issand. Ja issand, me täname selle eest, et sa oled edastamas kõike seda head, mis on sinus oma lastele. Ja oled issand meid rajamas, oled meid kinnitamas. Issand, selles hetkes me ülendame sind ja me täname issand, et sa oled issand jätkuvalt avamas oma sõnaust. Tänu sulle, kiitus sulle. Amen. Nii, siis annam jälle sõna üle. Nii, siis see mikrofon läheb siia.
Well, again, a very good morning to you.
Tere hommikust teile.
Jesus only had 12 disciples.
Jeesusel oli ainult 12 jüngrit.
And one of them was the devil.
Ja üks niist oli Saatan.
So sometimes we're looking around.
Mõnikord me vaatame enda ümber.
If there's more than 12,
kui on rohkem kui 12,
you'll have more devils.
Siis on veel rohkem Saatanaid.
So when we have 12,
kui meil on 12,
at least we can cope with that one devil.
Siis selle ühe Saatanaga saame veel hakkama.
So that's what we're doing within the season.
Sellel ajal
we're speaking this word,
räägime seda sõna.
For because the word is living and active.
Sest sõna on elav ja tegev.
And it's sharper than any double-edged sword.
Ja teravam kui kahe terane mõõk.
Again, I just want to say a very good morning to you.
Kena hommikut teile.
And again, I would like to thank Taavi.
Tahan tänada Taavit.
And Levi.
Ja Levi.
For opening this door unto us.
Kes avasid selle ukse mulle.
To be able to come into Kuressaare.
Et ma sain tulla Kuressaarde.
To come into Estonia.
Ja Eestisse.
And to speak this living word of the Lord.
Ja rääkida elavat Jumala sõna.
In order for us all to come together,
et me saaksime tulla kokku,
whereby eyes will be open,
kus meie silmad avatakse,
scriptures are open,
kiri avatakse,
and even understanding are open,
ja arusaamine avatakse,
as we read in the book of Luke chapter 24,
nagu lukasime Luuka 24.
And this is a season,
see on aeg,
whereby God wants to open our understanding,
kus Jumal tahab avada meie arusaamise,
for us to be able to hear,
et me kuuleksime,
what he is saying unto us by his word,
mida tema ütleb oma vaimu läbi.
And that is why we cannot take this lightly.
Sedärast ei saame võtta seda kergelt.
So whenever we come in front of people,
kui tuleme inimeste ette,
there's a great fear,
peab olema suur hirm
upon us,
meie üle,
because we need to break this word,
sest me peame selle sõna tooma esile,
and we have to bring it accurately unto God's people,
väga täpselt Jumala rahvale.
We touch on 8 characteristics.
Me vaatasime 8 tunnusjoont.
For this past 3 days.
Viimase 3 päeva jooksul.
8 characteristics.
8 tunnusjoont.
Of the manifest presence of God.
Jumala kohalolu ilmumisel.
We then also mentioned.
Mainisime ka.
That there are 8 ways.
Et on 8 viisi.
How we can obtain this presence.
Kuidas tema ligiolusse saada.
And last night,
ja eile õhtul,
we also spoke of 8 ways,
rääkisime 8
how God will chastise,
kuidas Jumal meid karistab,
those that he loved,
kuidas Jumal karistab meid, keda armastab,
he will chastise,
ta karistab,
his church,
oma kogudus,
because we need to understand,
me peame mõistma,
that Jesus Christ was saying,
et Jeesus ütles,
I will build my church,
et mina rajan oma koguduse,
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against
ja
it,
ja põrgu väravad ei võida seda.
So this is not about our church,
see ei ole meie kogudus.
But it's about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vaid Kristuse kogudus.
When he spoke on concerning those 8 characteristics,
kui rääkisin 8 tunnusjoonest,
of the manifest presence,
Jumala ligiolus,
we then mentioned 8 things,
siis mainisin 8 asja,
where the first one was prosperity,
esimene oli jõukus,
then we moved towards reverential fear of God,
teine oli Jumala kartus,
then he spoke about edification,
siis oli ülesehitamine,
we move towards signs and wonders.
Siis imed ja tunnustajad.
We spoke about enlightenment.
Siis rääkisime valgustatusest.
We also touch on numerical growth.
Siis arvulisest kasvust.
And lastly, we also touch on conviction of sin.
Siis hukkamõistust patu üle.
As well as emancipation.
Ja vabaks lastmisest.
And by the grace of God,
ja Jumala armust,
this morning we're going to amplify,
me laiendame täna seda,
to open up,
et avada,
all these things that we've touched on,
kõik need punktid, mida me puudutasime,
for us to have a clear understanding,
et me mõistaks selgelt,
that God wants his manifest presence,
et Jumal tahab oma kohalolu ilmutada,
to be seen in his church.
Oma koguduses.
We mentioned the eight ways
viisi,
how to obtain this presence.
Kuidas seda sinna ligiolusse pääseda.
Meaning how to get into this presence.
Kuidas sinna sisse saada.
And we said that the only way that we can get into this presence
ja ainus viis selleks,
is through prayer,
on läbi palve,
is through acclamation,
läbi kiituse,
is through repentance,
meeleparanduse,
is through obedience,
sõna kuulelikkuse,
through unity,
ühtsuse,
through sacrifice,
ohverdamise,
through integrity,
aususe,
and through assembling in his name.
Ja tema nimel kokku tulemise.
And last night when we start concerning the beatings,
ja kui me vaatasime eile seda Jumala karistamist,
how God will chastise this church,
kuidas Jumal karistab oma kogudus,
we said that he will betake us and bring us into a place called captivity.
Et ta viib meid vangistuse kohta.
We also mention how he will humiliate us.
Kuidas ta meid alandab.
We also mention how there will be a stop or there will be an adjournment of the blessings.
Ja saab olema ka õnnistuste peatamine.
We mention that God will bring sickness upon us.
Jumal toob haiguseid meie üle.
We mention that he will torment us.
Ta piinab meid.
And he will also bring instability into government.
Ja toob ebastabiilsuse valitsusse.
He will bring a great scarcity.
Suure puuduse toob.
Especially the understanding of the word of God.
Eriti Jumala sõnast aru saamisse.
Where like people will sit in a place.
Inimesed istuvad ühes
kohas. And not even hearing what God is saying.
Ja ei kuule, mida Jumal räägib.
And lastly we mention.
Me mainisime viimaseks.
That God.
Et Jumal.
Will even send evil spirits.
Saadab ka kurja vaima.
And he's doing this.
Ta teeb seda.
Because he loves us.
Sest ta armastab meid.
Because he wants us to come back.
Ta tahab, et me tuleks tagasi.
To our original state. To our original state.
Oma algsesse seisundisse.
The state that he created us.
Selliseks nagu ta meid lõi.
In his image.
Oma näo järgi.
And after his own likeness.
Oma sarnaseks.
And that's why we are talking concerning reformation.
Sellepärast ma räägin reformatsioonist.
Because God in the season.
Sest Jumal sel ajal.
Wants to reform us.
Tahab meid reformeerida.
Why?
Miks?
Because we have been deformed.
Sest me oleme deformeerunud.
No wonder the Bible says concerning the table of the Lord.
Rääkides sellest leivamurdmisest.
The Bible says, do this
tehke seda,
in remembrance of me.
Et mind meenutada.
Meaning the more we partake in the table of the Lord,
mida rohkem issanda lauast osa saame,
we are remembering what he did for us.
Siis me tuletame meelde seda, mida tema tegi meie heaks.
So we need to come there to that place.
Me peame jõudma sellesse kohta.
Where we are remembered.
Kus me meenutame.
Remember.
Meenutame.
Is the word amnesia.
On see amnesia.
And amnesia.
Amnesia.
Simply means without remembrance.
Tähendab ilma mälestuseta.
Which is what Jesus Christ is doing.
Mida Jeesus teeb.
He is bringing us back.
Toob meid tagasi.
To be a member of him.
Et olla tema ihuliige.
For us to be one with him again.
Et me oleksime temaga üks jälle.
So he is remembering us.
Nii ta nagu uuesti liidab meid.
He is restoring us.
Ta taastab meid.
He is renewing us.
Ta uuendab meid.
He is reviving us.
Elustab meid.
He is reforming us.
Ta teeb meid uueks.
For us to know exactly who we are.
Et me mõistaks täpselt,
in Christ.
Kristuses.
And when we mention all these eight things.
Mainides neid kaheksaid asja.
We then said the number eight.
Ütlesin, et number kaheksa.
Speaks of restoration.
Räägib taastamisest.
Or the beginning of a new thing.
Ja uue asja alustamisest.
So very clearly we see through all of this.
Me näeme läbi selle.
That God wants to bring a new thing.
Jumal tahab tuua uut
into the lives of his people.
Oma rahva ellu.
We saw how Noah.
Nägime, kuidas Noah.
Amongst all the wicked people.
Kõigi nende õelate keskel.
Was seen as righteous in the sight of God.
Reit olevat õige Jumala silmis.
And God asked him to build the ark. And we know by now that it was Noah, his wife, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with their three wives, eight people all together, went into the ark, the rain came, and destroyed everyone else who are outside of the ark.
Ja hävitas kõik, kes olid väljas pool laeva.
Which is what God is saying,
Jumal ütleb selle
pidi, that his church will reign and rule on the earth.
Valitseb siin maa peal.
The ark
laev
came to rest on the 17th day.
Jäi pidama 17.
On the Mount Ararat.
Ararati mäe tippu.
And we find that Moses,
ja Moses
together with his family,
koos oma perega,
brought a new thing to the earth.
So
what we are saying, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is an ever-descending reality. It is not the ascending reality, but it's a church that will reign and rule on the earth. The victorious church has been put on the earth to reign and rule on the earth. A church that will know how to bring the kingdom of God within the place that they are. As the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ will say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we open our Bibles, in the book of Psalm chapter 37, Psalm 37, and in verse
9,
the Bible here clearly showing us, speaking concerning this church that we are talking about. Remember, I was saying unto us that Noah and his family went into the ark, and everyone outside of the ark was destroyed by God. Why I'm saying this? Because Jesus Christ was saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. What Jesus was saying, as it was those days, we are going to enter the very same days where people was always busy. They were busy to marry people. They were busy to bury people. They were busy having parties. They having Christmas celebrations. They were busy with all these things. And Jesus Christ was saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Because people are busy with things and not even worshiping God. God is not in their worship. And this is what the Bible says concerning this church that we are talking about. The Bible says in verse 9 or Psalm 37, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Which means all of those who are busy with their own things, as it was in the days of Noah, God again is saying, they are evil and they are going to be cut off. But those who are coming to this place and hearing what God is saying, waiting upon the Lord, the Bible says that they shall inherit the earth. So clearly there's a people that is going to inherit the earth. And the people that's going to inherit the earth will be clearly seen as the sons of God. The Bible speaks concerning the sons of God. The Bible says, ask of me, and I shall give unto you nations as your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as your possession. So this is a promise that God wants to give unto his sons. He don't want his sons to be removed from the earth. But still in the season, we have a people that wants to leave the earth because they only wants to go to heaven. But God is saying that he wants his people, his sons, to inherit the earth. So where do you want to run away from? What do you want to run away from? We are placed on the earth and we need to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God is looking for sons who know how to bring the heaven into the earth. Not go to the heaven, but bring the heaven into the earth. The heavens is the Lord. And the earth is been given unto the sons of men. Where do we want to go to? Where do we want to go to? The Bible says in verse
22,
for such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Very clearly. Now listen to what he's saying concerning the other group. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. So clearly then we need to understand. The Bible says the righteous shall remain on this earth. And the wicked shall be taken. The word taken there is to be taken in order to be destroyed. So people were quoting the scripture. Two shall be in the field. One shall be taken. And one shall remain. And according to them, the ones that are taken, they are saying they are taken up into heaven. And according to them, they are saying the ones that will remain are the ones that's going to be destroyed. But my Bible says the wicked shall be taken, which means the wicked shall be destroyed, and the righteous shall remain. So don't be taken in the season. Let us inherit this earth. The Bible says in verse 29 of Psalm 37, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. This is very clear unto us what God is saying concerning the righteous people. Let's quickly go to Revelation 5, 9 to 10. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. I want us to have a clear understanding concerning the victorious church. The victorious church is not the church that's going to be raptured out of here. But the victorious church is a church that is going to remain on this earth, a church that's going to reign and to rule on this earth. What God was given unto Adam, he's given now again unto this church. God gave Adam dominion to rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, And God in this season wants us to have this dominion to rule on this earth. Why do we want to run away where we can be kings on this earth? We need to understand that Jesus Christ is known as the King of Kings. He is known as the Lord of Lords. So we are kings and we are priests. So let us take this opportunity and show ourselves approved unto God and let us rule and reign on this earth. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 to 10, the Bible says here, and they sung a new song. A new song. This is a song that came out of the word of God. Saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. We are taking this book. We are taking this book and we're starting opening the seals. For thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue. And people and nation. Clearly we see here. This is not the people that's going to go up. But the people that will inherit the earth. The Bible says in verse 10. And has made us unto God. Kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. So very clearly we will not reign in heaven. We will reign on the earth. So we have been set to reign and rule on this earth. Let us read a few more. Just for us to make sure that we are here on this earth. In order to have dominion on the earth. Not to run away. Jesus Christ is not coming for a weak church. Who wants to run away for everything. They just hear a little thing. They just hear a little thing. And they want to go to heaven. Jesus is looking for a church. Without spot and without wrinkle. A church that has migrated and consistently, continuously is migrating from a church in the city, as we saw in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1, to a church becoming a temple, as we saw in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 21, a church that will move forward to be seen as the family of God, as seen in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15, a church that will be known as the body of Christ, as seen in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12, a church that will be clearly seen as the bride of Christ according to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25, and a church that will be seen as the army of God in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. So this is a church that will be in the fullness of God himself, a church that will be seen as the victorious church, a church that does not have any fear. The only fear is the reverence towards God. But the government
leping
will submit itself
leping nagu alistaben
under this church
valitsus, nagu
that we are talking about.
Valitsus, nagu alistaben,
this church on, that we are talking about
see kohutus, millest me
is räägin, about to reign and rule on the earth.
Hakkab valitsema siin maa peal.
People will come to this church
inimesed tulevad sellest
and kohutus, say, show us your ways. And they will say, show us your ways. How did you come to this place called prosperity? Even without working. How did you come to this place of reigning and ruling without having certificates to do it? Then we will answer them. The kingdom has come. The kingdom that was in at hand. The kingdom that was at hand is now no longer at hand. But this kingdom is now in us. And this kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we will show them the true kingdom. Because my Bible says, when the seven angels sounded, voices from heaven were saying that the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. When I was getting down under this pulpit, I hope some of you haven't thought that I'm going to be, I'm raptured. I'm still here. And I will remain here until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Numbers chapter 14. Verses 20 to 21.
Numbers 14,
20 to 21. Let's see what the Bible speaks and say concerning this church that we are talking about. The victorious church. The Bible says in verse 20, and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Verse 21 says, this is what God is saying, but as truly as I live, all the earth
kogu maailm
shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
On täis Issanda au hiilgust.
So why do we want to run away?
Miks sa tahad ära joosta?
When the earth is going to be filled,
kui maa saab täis,
with the glory of the Lord.
Issanda au hiilgust.
So why do we want to run away from the glory of the Lord?
Kas me tahame ära joosta Issanda au hiilguse eest?
How does people, why are people teaching their a rapture?
Miks inimesed õpetavad üles võtmisest?
A rapture into the heavens.
Üles võtmisest taevasse.
But the Bible says that the earth shall be filled.
Kuid Piibel ütleb, et maa saab täis.
Even with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
Issanda au hiilguse tundmis.
So let us stay on this earth.
Nii et jääme siia maa peale.
And let us finish our assignment.
Ja lõpetame oma töö.
God gave us an assignment.
Jumal andis meile töö.
For this victorious church to be seen.
Et see võidukas kogudus tuleks
nähtava. A church that will have total and complete victory.
Kogudus, millel on täielik võit.
Not in the heavens.
Mitte taevas.
But on the earth.
Vaid siin maa peal.
There's many more scriptures.
On veel palju kirjakohti.
That show us all of this.
Mis seda kõike näitavad.
But unfortunately I will not read all of them.
No, ma ei loe neid kõiki.
You can go and read.
Te võite ise lugeda.
Also Psalms 46 verse 10.
Laulud 47, salm 10.
And Psalms 24 verse 1.
Laul 24 esimene.
Psalms 24 verse 1 is beautiful. The Bible says there, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The world and they that dwell therein. Those that live in this earth. So everything belongs to God. So we don't have to run away from our assignments. Our assignment is to have dominion on the earth. Our assignment is to reign and to rule on the earth. Our assignment is to ask of Him for Him to give us nations as our inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth as our possession. So we need to know, as sons of God, this is what He wants to give unto us. So let us not run away from our responsibilities. When we say this earth belongs to Him, and He's given it unto us, we then need to know how to take care of this earth. Which means, when we see some papers on the floor, we need to know how to pick them up. Through that, slowly we will see dominion coming. Because the earth belongs to us. Those wicked people that are throwing stuff around, don't worry about them. My Bible says, evil doers will be cut off. Let us just do and look after this earth and see what God is going to do in our lives. When we look at these characteristics of God's manifest presence, number one, we need to understand that God is omnipresent. God is all over present. He's all over present at the same time as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Which means God is present in the whole of Estonia, the whole of Europe. He's present now in South Africa, in the whole of Africa. He is present now in America. He is present now all over the world as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Which means God is all over present at the same time. So there's absolutely no place that we can hide from Him. David was saying, even if I make my bed in hell, God, You are there. Which means, if you are in a hotel room with a woman other than your wife, guess what? God is around. There's nowhere that you can hide from Him. If you have this money and you want to bribe someone, God is looking at you. There's nowhere that you can hide from Him. So we cannot have secret sins, in other words. Because God knows our in and our out. There's absolutely nothing that we can hide from God. He's omnipresent. He's all over present. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3. We can open scriptures. Just to read a few scriptures. To see that God is all over present. Remember, we are dealing
Me vaatame
praegu. With a manifest presence of God.
Jumala kohalolu ilmsiks saamisega.
And when we understand this,
ja kui me seda mõistame,
we will know how to move into a place
siis teame, kuidas liikuda
to cut kohta. Off every fault in ourselves
et kõike endast ära lõigata.
By the grace of God,
Jumala armu läbi.
To consistently, continuously move in this presence
et pidevalt liikuda tema kohalolus.
Because in this presence,
sest selles kohalolus,
we will see prosperity.
Me näeme küllust.
The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3.
Õpetus sõnad 15:3.
The eyes of the Lord
Issanda silmad
are in every place.
On.
The eyes of the Lord are in every place.
Issanda silmad on igas paigas.
Keeping watch on the evil and the good.
Varvates kurje ja häid.
So God's eyes are all over.
Jumala silmad on kõikjal.
Right across the face of this earth.
Üle kogu selle maa.
And is watching.
Ja ta vaatab.
Evil.
Kurje.
As well as good.
Ja häid.
There's nowhere that we can hide from him.
Me ei saa kuhugi peitu pugeda.
God is so big.
Jumal on nii suur.
That you cannot see him.
Et sa ei võida ta näha.
That must be very big.
Ta peab ikka väga suur olema.
I mean, sometimes we're looking for something that fall on the ground.
Mõnikord otsime maha kukkunud asja.
And you cannot find that thing.
Ja sa ei leia seda ülesse.
Because that thing is so small.
Sest see on nii pisike.
Now I'm saying unto you.
Nüüd ütlen teile.
That God is so big.
Et Jumal on nii suur.
That we cannot see him.
Et me ei näe teda.
How big can that be?
Kui suur ta ikka
peab olema. I mean, you walk.
Sa kõnni.
In him.
Tema sees.
And some of us doesn't even know that.
Ja mõned meist isegi ei tea.
You're driving.
Sõidab.
In him.
Tema sees.
And we don't even know that.
Ja me isegi ei tea seda.
He's so big.
Ta on nii suur.
That we cannot see him.
Et me ei näe teda.
In him we live.
Tema sees me elab.
That's not me alone.
Ei ole mina üks.
But all of us.
Vaid meie kõik.
That gave their hearts
kes andsi
to Lord Jesus.
Südame Issandale.
And there's millions.
On miljoneid.
Now in him all of us live.
Kõik me elame tema sees.
Just imagine how big he is.
Ütlege ette, kui suur
ta. And we cannot even see where we live in.
Ja me isegi ei näe, kus sees me elame.
He is huge.
Ta on tohutu suur. Hiigla suur.
Jeremiah 23.
Jeremiah 23.
Verse 24.
Salm 24.
Jeremiah 23, verse 24.
Jeremiah 23:24.
The Bible says,
ütleb Piibel,
can anyone
kas saab keegi
hide himself in secret places
ennast peita peidupaikadesse,
so I shall not see him?
Ilma, et mina teda näeksin.
Can anyone
kas saab keegi
hide himself
ennast peita
in secret places
peidupaikadesse,
so that I cannot see him?
Ilma, et mina teda näeksin.
So he's asking the question.
Ta küsib küsimust.
And he is now saying.
Ja nüüd ütleb.
It does not matter.
Et pole oluline.
Where you hide yourself.
Kuhu sa peidad.
You can be under a bed.
Sa võid voodi all olla.
Hiding with a strange woman.
Seal võõra naisega.
And you think that God cannot see you.
Ja arvad, et Jumal ei näe sind.
He's asking the question.
Ta küsib küsimust.
Can anyone
kas keegi
hide himself
saab ennast
in secret places so that I cannot see him?
Ilma, et mina teda näeksin.
This clearly showing unto us
see näitab selgelt,
that we can do nothing,
et me ei saa teha midagi,
whether good
õige
or bad,
midagi head ega halba.
God is consistently, continuously watching us.
Jumal pidevalt jälgib meid.
Our God
meie Jumal
is a great, great God.
On suur, suur Jumal.
The Bible then further says,
Bibel ütleb veel,
do I not fill heaven and earth?
Kas see pole mina, kes täidab taeva ja maa?
He doesn't stay in those places.
Ta ei jää nendesse kohtadesse.
He fills it.
Vaid täidab need.
He fills the heavens
ta täidab taeva
and he fills the earth
ja täidab maa.
Because you have created the heavens.
Sest ta on loonud taeva.
And you have created the earth.
Ja ta on loonud maa.
So you have created all of these things.
Ta on kõik need asjad loonud.
And not one of it can contain him.
Ja ükski neist ei saa teda kinni pidada.
Because my Bible says.
Sest Piiber ütleb.
Not even heavens.
Et isegi taeva.
The highest of heavens.
Isegi kõrgemad taevad.
Can contain God.
Ei saa mahutada Jumala.
He is too big.
On liiga suur,
to be contained by anything.
Et miski teda muutada saaks.
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
Efesose 1:23.
Ephesians 1:23.
Efesose 1:23.
Galatians, Ephesians. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:23. Speaking concerning us.
Rääkides meist.
He said that which is his body.
Kes on tema ihu?
The fullness of him.
Tema täius.
Who fills all in all.
Kes täidab kõik kõigas.
So we are his body.
Meie oleme tema ihu.
And we are the fullness of him.
Tema täius.
And he fills.
Ja tema täidab.
All in all.
Kõik kõigas.
There is absolutely no way.
Pole mingit võimalus.
And nowhere.
Ja mitte ühtegi kohta.
That we can hide from him.
Tema eest peitu pugemiseks.
Which means that secret things.
Mis tähendab, et salajased asjad.
Let's take charge of it.
Võtame nende üle meelevalda.
Let's take control of it.
Võtame kontrolli nende üle.
And ask God.
Ja palume Jumala.
To deliver us from it.
Neist vabastada.
You cannot even hide it in your heart.
Sa ei saa seda oma südamesse peita.
Whereby you look at the next woman.
Kui sa vaatad ühte naist.
And in your heart or in your mind.
Ja oma südames või oma mõistuses.
You're saying to yourself.
Ütled endale.
If I can get this woman.
Kui ma saan selle naise.
Or if I can get this man.
Või selle mehe.
I will be fulfilled.
Siis ma olen rahulikult.
There's nowhere.
Ei ole.
That we can hide.
Kuidas me saaksime.
Not even your heart.
Oma
because
südames.
God knows
teab,
even whatever is in your heart.
Seda, mis su südames on.
The secret places,
kohtes,
God knows everything.
Ta teab kõike.
So for us in the season,
meie sellel ajal,
when a filthy thought comes up,
kui mingi räpane mõte tuleb,
we immediately have to run to God
kohe
and say, forgive me.
Ja ütlema, palun
and even kohtes. Now,
ja ka nüüd,
I'm taking every thought captive.
Ma võtan kõik mõtted
and
vangi.
And I bring it unto the obedience
ja toon,
of that of Christ.
Kristuse sõna kuulelikus alla.
So we have to take our thoughts captive.
Me peame oma mõtted võtma vangi.
Before it runs away with us.
Ennem kui see koos meiega plehku paneb.
Because when your thoughts are running away with you.
Kui mõtted koos sinuga plehku
you
paneb,
will follow that thought.
Siis sa järgned sellele mõtte.
And that thought will make you to commit adultery.
Ja see mõtte paneb sind abielu rikkuma.
That thought will allow you to fornicate.
See lubab sul abielu rikkuda.
To fornicate is nearly the same as adultery. God's indwelling presence.
Jumala ligiolus.
Is in everyone that is born again. God's indwelling presence.
Jumal oma ligialuga elab iga ühes.
Are in all those.
Kõigis neis.
Who gave their hearts to the Lord.
Kes on oma südame andnud Jumalale.
Which means this presence.
Mis tähendab see ligialuga.
Must be seen.
Seda tuleb näha kui.
In everyone.
Seda tuleb näha.
That gave their heart to the Lord.
Kes on andnud oma südame Jumale.
This can also refer to.
See võib viidata ka.
As God's saving presence.
Kui Jumala päästev kohalolu.
Which means he came to save us.
Ta tuli meid päästma.
There's a song that says.
On üks laul, mis ütleb.
He came from heaven to earth.
Tema tuli taevast.
To show the way.
Näitama tee.
From the earth to the cross.
Siis maa pealt läks ta ristile.
My debt to pay.
Et maksta mu võlg.
In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Esimese Korintuse 3:16.
We see this indwelling presence of God.
Me näeme Jumala kohalolus elamist. 3:16.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
Esimese Korintuse 3:16.
The Bible says there.
Piiber ütleb.
Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? God is saying, do you not know that you are my temple? Do you not know that you are my church and I live in you? I, God, does not live in temples built by the hands of men. I, God, lives in my temple, and my temple is people. So we are the church. This is just a building which is actually not holy, because the Holy One does not live in a building that are made with hands. Which means when you come into this building, immediately the building becomes holy, because you are carriers and all of us are carriers of the Holy One. We are carriers of God. My word, the same God that is so big. And guess what? He's in all of us. That must be amazingly big. That must be amazingly big. If God indwells every person, which means heaven is in us. Because you've created both realms. You've created heaven, or the heavens and the earth. So he can show us, because he's on the inside of us, what the heavens look like. So we can go and stand in front of people and show people what is heaven all about. The principle remains. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, the Bible says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Which means it's no longer me, myself, and I. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Him. Which means we cannot do anything except by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because we don't belong to ourselves. This body belongs to Him. So when I have been born again, I no longer belong to myself anymore. Meaning to say that I then no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So how can I still do what I want to do when it is not my life, but His life? If I want to do what I want to do, it means that I'm full with pride, because my life is not my own. To Him I belong. So we need to get back to the one that we belong to, so that we can understand, my life is not my own. If God is saying unto me, I want you to go to a certain place, we cannot say, God, can you just wait for next year? When God asks us to do something, we immediately have to do it. We cannot say to God, God, but I don't have money. How will I be able to go to South Africa? I don't have money.
When God is saying something,
kun Jumala midagi ütleb,
all you do say, Father, I'm waiting upon you.
Siis sa vastad talle, isa, ma ootan sind, sest ma tean,
that you will provide.
Et sina varustad.
Because you are Jehovah Jireh.
Sest sina oled Jehova
Jireh. I am nothing.
Mina ei ole keegi.
My life is hidden in you.
Minu elu on varjul sinus.
I no longer live.
Mina enam ei ela.
You live in me.
Sina elad
minu sees. So when you ask to do something,
kui sina
I believe that you will fulfill your purpose.
Siis sina täidad oma eesmärgi.
So all I'm going to do,
mina teen vaid seda.
Just relax.
Vaid lõhkas.
And waiting upon you.
Ja ootan sinu.
And whenever money comes,
ja kui see
raha, I know for what it is,
siis ma tean, mille jaoks.
The reason for it is,
selle,
now I can go to South Africa.
Nüüd sa võid minna Lõuna-Aafrikasse.
That's just an example.
Üks näide.
Hello? It's just an example.
See oli lihtsalt üks näide.
So what I'm saying is,
ma ütlen,
that all over,
et kõikjal,
God is in every place.
Ta on kõikjal, igas paigas.
Sometimes we think,
mõnikord arvame,
he's just probably more in South Africa than any other place.
Et ta on vist Lõuna-Aafrikas rohkem kui mujal.
Because what God is doing in South Africa,
sest mida Jumal on tegemas seal,
it's just amazing.
On lihtsalt hämmastav.
He is bringing leaders together.
Ta toob juhte kokku.
And this is not all over where this is happening. This doesn't happen all over.
Ja seda ei juhtu kõikjal maailmas.
In a lot of countries,
paljudes riikides,
people cannot bring leaders together.
Ei suuda inimesed juhte kokku.
In South Africa,
Lõuna-Afrikas,
people are bringing leaders together. On a weekly basis, every week, leaders are coming together, potential leaders, sons of God, are coming together. We need to understand that that can only be the work of the Holy Spirit. No man will be able to submit unto another man.
Ei suuda alistuda teisele inimesele.
Especially
eriti
in Europe.
Euroopas.
In Europe,
Euroopas,
a person who don't want to submit unto another.
Ei taha üks inimene teisele alistuda.
In South Africa,
Lõuna-Afrikas,
we have people
on meil inimesed,
even greater than what we are doing. They're doing greater things than what we are doing.
Nad teevad suuremaid asju kui need, mida meie teeme.
But they will come to us,
kuid tulevad meie juurde,
and submit unto us.
Ja alistuvad meile.
How is this possible?
Kuidas on võimalik?
God,
Jumal,
knows everything.
Teab kõike.
He knows the heart,
ta tunneb
of
südame,
every soul.
Iga
and he knows,
ja ta teab,
that he is now bringing a David to the front. God in the season,
Jumal sellel ajal
is bringing Davids.
Toob Taaveti.
Davids are used.
Ja kasutab neid.
Because God,
sest Jumal,
is restoring
on taastamas
the tabernacle of David.
Taaveti teel.
So every house,
nii et iga koda,
need to have a David.
Ma peab omama Taaveti.
The city church,
linna kirik,
need to have a David.
Peab omama Taaveti.
It's only David
on ainult Taavet,
that will draw people.
Kes tõmbab inimesi.
The Bible speaks concerning David.
Jumal räägib seoses
that
Taavetiga,
man came to David.
Et inimesed tulid Taaveti juurde.
And this man came.
Üks mees tuli Taaveti
and
juurde.
And David were asking them.
Ja Taavet küsis neid.
Are you coming peaceably?
Kas te tulete rahus?
And they answered.
Ja need vastasid.
Peaceably we came.
Tulime rahus.
And the Bible says.
Ja Piibel ütleb.
They came.
Nad tulid.
As helpers.
Kui abilised.
In the war.
Abilised sõjas.
In the season,
sellel ajal,
we need helpers.
Me vajame abilisi.
In this war.
Selles sõjas.
Because,
sest
we have engaged, we are engaging a battle.
Sest me oleme nüüd lahingus.
We are getting ourselves into war.
Me oleme nüüd sõjas.
She was saying unto me the other day.
Mina ütlesin üks päev talle.
Concerning the prophets that are prophesying about the war that's coming.
On profeteeringuid, et on tulemas sõda.
I just told you what the war is.
Ma just seletasin, mis asi on sõda.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
The Holy Spirit, we said, indwells every born again believer.
Nagu ütlesin, püha vaim elab igas uuesti sündinud usklikus.
The absence of the Holy Spirit in a person,
püha vaimu puudumine isikus,
represents an unregenerated state.
Ta tähendab seda, et see isik ei ole uuesti sündinud.
In Romans chapter 8, verse 9 to 10.
Rooma 8. peatükk, 9-10.
In Romans 8, 9 to 10.
Rooma 8, 9-10.
We're still speaking concerning this indwelling presence of God in his in believers. The Bible says,
me räägime sellest Jumala kohalolu elamisest usklike sees.
The Bible says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Aga teie ei ela oma loomuses, vaid vaimus.
If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you,
kui Jumala vaim tõepoolest elab teie sees,
now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ,
kellel ei ole aga Kristuse vaimu,
he does not belong to Christ.
See ei ole tema oma.
And if Christ is in you,
kui aga Kristus on teie sees,
the body is dead because of sin.
Siis on ihu küll patudetu surnud.
But the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Aga vaim on õiguse tõttu elu.
Very clearly.
Väga selgelt.
This presence, this indwelling presence of God,
see Jumala kohalolu meie sees viibimine,
is in every believer.
On iga uskliku sees.
Who are revived.
Kes on uuesti sündinud.
Who are restored.
Kes on taastatud.
Who are renewed.
Kes on uuendatud.
Who are reformed.
Ümber kujundatud.
And who he remembers.
Ja keda tema uuesti liidab enda külge.
When we look at this felt or this tangible presence of God.
Kui me vaatame seda.
The tangible, which means something that you can feel.
Seda tuntavat Jumala ligioru.
Referred to as the manifest presence of God.
Millele oleme viidanud kui Jumala kohalolu ilmsiks saamisele.
We need to understand that it is part of God's glory.
Peame mõistma, et see on osa Jumala auhiilgusest.
This presence will only be felt.
Seda ligioru saab tunda.
By a people.
Inimeste poolt.
Who draw near unto God.
Kes lähevad Jumala ligidale.
The Bible says in the book of James chapter 4.
Jaakobuse neljandas peatükis ütleb piibel.
And in verse 8.
Kaheksandas salmis.
James chapter 4.
Jaakobuse kaheksas peat.
And in verse 8.
Jaakobuse neljas peatük kaheksas salm.
Very clearly.
Väga selgelt.
God is saying, or the Bible says,
ütleb piibel,
draw near to God,
tulge Jumala ligi,
and he will draw near to you.
Siis tuleb tema teie ligi.
Very simple.
Väga lihtne.
Draw near to God,
tulge Jumala ligi,
and he will draw near to you.
Siis tuleb tema teie ligi.
Then it says,
siis ütleb,
cleanse your hands, your sinners,
patused, puhastage käed,
and purify your hearts.
Ja kasige südamed.
Remember the other day,
üks päev,
I spoke to you
ma rääkisin
concerning seven things
seitsmest asjast
that needs to be clean,
mis tuleb puhtaks teha,
for us to come to this place called righteousness.
Et me jooksime õigsusesse.
We said
ma ütlesin,
that we need to have clean eyes.
Et meil peavad olema puhtad silmad.
Which means,
mis tähendab,
we cannot know anyone after the flesh.
Me ei tohi tunda kedagi liha poolest.
Our eyes must be clean.
Meie silmad peavad
so olema whenever puhtad. We look at the person,
kui me iganes kedagi
we vaatame, need to see Christ in that person.
Me näeme Kristus selles inimeses.
Then we spoke concerning the second thing,
ja teine asi, mis
which is a clean mouth.
On puhas suu.
Our mouths need to be clean.
Meie suu peab olema
so
puhas.
We don't speak about anyone badly.
Et me ei räägi kellestki halvasti.
Out of our mouths,
meie suus,
must come the purity of the word.
Peab tulema puhas sõna.
Then we spoke concerning a clean heart.
Siis rääkisime puhtas südames.
There must not be any jealousy.
Seal ei tohi olla armukadedus.
No any hatred.
Ega vihkamist.
No any envy.
Ega kadedus.
No any strife.
Ega riidu.
Within this heart.
Selles südames.
This heart must be clean.
See süda peab olema puhas.
Then we spoke concerning clean hands.
Siis rääkisin puhastest kätest.
You cannot bribe anyone in this season.
Sa ei tohi kellegi altke
maksu anda. You cannot give a bribe.
Sa ei või anda.
No, can you take a bribe.
Ega seda võtta.
Our hands must be clean.
Kädet peavad olema puhtad.
Then we speak concerning our loins.
Siis rääkisin meie niuudest.
That needs to be clean.
Siis peavad olema puhtad.
Which means you cannot sleep around.
Et sa ei saa magada.
You can only have one wife.
Ainult üks naine.
Without any concubines.
Ilma mingite armukesteta.
Don't come and tell me.
Ära tule ütlema.
Yeah, but the Bible speaks.
Et ja piibel räägib.
Concerning Solomon.
Salomonist.
And Solomon had many wives.
Ja tal oli palju naisi.
So if it's in the Bible,
et kui see on Biblis,
I can also do it.
Mina võin ka nii teha.
But we need to understand,
kui me peame mõistma,
the Bible is there,
et Biibel on
for our learning.
Et me õpiksime.
So we are learning
meie õpime
from the mistakes
of
Solomon.
Salomoni
we are learning
me õpime
from the mistakes
vigades,
of Jacob,
mida tegi Jaakob,
Isaac.
Isak,
the Bible is there
Biibel
for
selleks,
our learning,
et me õpiksime,
for us not to make the same mistakes,
et me ei teeks samu vigu,
for us to see the type and the shadow,
et me näeks võrd pilka,
until Christ comes,
kuni tuleb Kristus,
and is Christ,
ja temas,
you cannot have more than one wife.
Ei või sul olla rohkem kui ainult üks naine.
Nor can you have girlfriends and concubines when you are married.
Ega või sul olla mingi tüdruksõpru ega armukesi, kui sa oled abielus.
And the opposite also refers to boyfriends.
Ja sama kehtib ka poissõprale.
I don't know what is concubines, but men. You cannot have a lot of men as a woman that you are engaging in. We need to understand that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, whosoever defiled this temple, God is saying,
siis Jumal ütleb,
I will destroy.
Ma hävitan ta.
So if you defile this temple with your lust,
kui sa oma himuga rüvetad selle templi,
God is saying,
ütleb Jumal,
I will destroy the temple.
Ma hävitan selle templi.
God is saying,
Jumal ütleb,
that the X,
et kirves,
is already standing at the root of the tree.
Juba seisab puu juure küljes.
And God wants to chop the tree down.
Jumal tahab puu maha raiuda.
So we need to take care
me
and come to this place called obedience.
Ja
to obey God,
et Jumalale kuuletuda.
What he is saying and doing in the season.
Mida Jumal käsab teha sellel ajal.
So when we looked at the characteristics of the manifest presence of God,
Jumala kohal on ilmselt,
the first thing that we've mentioned
esimene asi oli
was prosperity.
Jõukus.
Prosperity.
Jõukus.
Let me say it this way.
Las ma ütlen nõnda.
All Christians,
kõik kristlased,
can become prosperous.
Võivad saada jõukateks.
All who have the manifest presence of God,
kõik, kellel on Jumala kohalolu,
will prosper.
Nemad saavad jõukaks.
But not all who prosper,
kuid mitte kõik, kes on jõukad,
have the manifest presence of God.
Nendel ei ole Jumala kohalolu.
Sounds like a little oxymoron over there. It sounds like a little oxymoron. It sounds like I'm crossing things.
Tuntub nagu ma ajaksin või nagu paneksin asju risti vastupidiseks.
Because I'm saying,
sest ma ütlen,
all who have the manifest presence of God,
kõik, kellel on Jumala kohalolu,
will prosper.
Nad on jõukad.
But not all who are prospering,
kuid mitte kõik, kes on,
have the manifest presence of God.
Neil ei ole Jumala kohalolu.
So clearly we see two groups of people.
Näeme kahte inimgruppi.
The one who have the manifest presence of God.
Need, kellel on Jumala ligiolu.
And are prospering because of the manifest presence of God.
Ja kes on jõukad selle ligiolu tõttu.
And another group of people.
Ja teine grupp inimesi.
Who are prospering.
Kes on jõukad.
But does not have the manifest presence of God.
Kui neil puudub Jumala kohalolu.
So what are we talking about here?
Millest me räägime?
You are talking about those drug lords.
Räägime nendest narkoparunitest.
That are selling their drugs.
Kes müüvad narkoid.
And they are prospering.
Ja on jõukad.
But they don't have the manifest presence of God.
Kuid neil pole Jumala kohalolu.
But that prospering.
Kuid see jõukus.
This is also the wicked.
See on õelater.
And God is saying.
Ja Jumal ütleb.
Even that prosperity.
Et see jõukus.
Is laid up.
On selleks.
It's stored.
Talletatud.
And it's waiting.
Ja ootab.
For it to come into the hands of the righteous.
Et tulla õigete kätte.
And even if you are a wicked pastor,
kui sa oled see tõel pastor,
and you are prospering in the season,
ja sa oled väga jõukas,
that wealth
siis kogu
will
rikus,
come into the hands of the righteous pastors.
Tuleb õige pastori.
So all those wicked pastors,
siis kõik nende kurjad pastori,
that are saying,
kes ütlevad,
Psalm 150,
laul 150.
The book of Psalms.
Laul.
Psalms 150.
150.
Then they will say.
Nad ütlevad.
Just bring $150.
Toon 150.
And Psalm 150.
Ja laul 150.
Will come to pass in your life.
Tuleb sinu elu
siin. All those wicked pastors.
Kõik need korjad
pastorid. That are making money.
Kes teenivad raha.
And giving you scriptures.
Ja annavad selle kirja.
In order to make that money.
Et seda raha.
All those wealth.
Ja kõik seda
rikkus. Is about to come over into the hands of the righteous.
Selleks nad koguvad, et tuua seda lõpuks õigete kätte.
We need to understand that prosperity is a consequence of God's manifest presence in our lives.
Et jõukus on Jumala kohalolu ilmsiks saamise tagajärg meie elus.
We serve a God
meie teenime Jumalat,
who is able to do exceedingly,
kes on võimeline,
abundantly, above all that we can ask or think.
Tegema üle selle, mida me oskame paruda või mõelda.
A God
Jumal,
who owns everything,
kes omab kõike,
and simply wants to bless his children.
Ja tahab oma lapsi lihtsalt õnnistada.
Remember,
we
said Psalm 24 verse 1.
Me ütlesime laul,
the earth is the Lord's,
maa kuulub Issandale,
and the fullness thereof,
ja kogu selle täius,
the world and they that dwell therein.
Maa ja kes seal elavad.
We need to understand that God is our Father.
Peame mõistma, et Jumal on meie isa.
And it would be unbecoming of a father. It would be unbecoming of a father. It would not be right for a father.
Ei ole õige kui isa.
To come down to us.
Tuleb meie juurde.
To see how we struggle.
Ja vaatame, kuidas me
to vaatame. Leave us in our struggles.
Jätta meid meie võitlus.
And go away from us again.
Ja minna jälle meie juurest
ära. When the father comes.
Kui isa tuleb.
And he see a righteous person.
Ja näed õiget inimest.
And the manifest presence of him is always around that person.
Ja Jumala ligiol on alati.
That father will bring prosperity unto that son.
Sellele pojale jõukuse.
This is our God.
See on meie Jumal.
A true father.
Tõeline isa.
Then we've mentioned our people in the Bible.
Siis vaatasime, kuidas inimesed.
How they prospered.
Kuidas nad olid jõukad.
We mention examples like Joseph.
Vaatasime näiteks Joosepit.
We said Joseph prospered.
Joosep oli jõukas.
Because of the manifest presence of God.
Jumala ligiolu tõttu.
And we mentioned the scripture.
Ja mainisime kirja kohta.
In the book of Genesis chapter 39.
Esimese Moosese 39.
Verse 2 to 3.
Seal olid 2 kuni
3. And this morning we're going to read a few of the scriptures.
Täna hommikul loeme mõnda kirja kohta.
Genesis 39, 2 to 3.
Esimese Moosese 39.
The scriptures that we've quoted for the last 3 days.
Need kirjakohad, mida oleme viimase paar päeva.
We are going to read through it.
Me loeme neid.
So that all of us can see.
Et me kõik näeksime.
That God really mean what he says.
Et ta tõesti mõtleb, mida ta
ütleb. And God says what he means.
Ja ütleb, mida mõtleb.
So God is about to do these things.
Need Jumal on tegemas neid asju.
And most of you will becoming very prosperous in the season.
Ja enamik teist saavad sel ajal.
The only thing that we need to understand is
ainus asi, mida peame mõistma.
We need to obey him.
Et peame temale olema
at all times.
Kogu aeg.
Which means all the things that I was saying unto you.
Kõik, mida ma teile rääkisin.
Just do it.
Lihtsalt tee seda.
Which means have the Nike.
Et sul on Nike seljas.
Nike says.
Nike ütleb.
Just do it.
Lihtsalt tee seda.
So what we are saying,
mida meie ütlen,
we are ministering Nike unto you.
Ma jutlustan teile Nike.
So when you hear it,
kui sa kuuled seda,
just do it.
Siis lihtsalt tee seda.
Genesis chapter 39.
Esimese Moosese 39.
Verse 2 to 3.
Salmid 2-3.
The Bible says,
ütleb Piibel,
the Lord was with Joseph,
aga Issand oli Joosep,
and he was a successful man.
Ja tema oli mees, kellel kõik asjad korda läksid.
And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
Ja ta elas oma isanda egiptlase kojas.
And his master saw that the Lord was with him.
Ka tema isand nägi, et Issand oli tema.
And the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand.
Ja kõik, mis ta tegi, Issand päästis tema käes korda minna.
I believe all of us know the story of Joseph.
Kõik teavad Joosepi lugu.
How Joseph received from his father a coat of many colors. We found later that his brothers started hating him. His brothers then threw him into a pit The Ishmaelites then came past.
Ja Ismaelit.
And he was sold unto the Ishmaelites.
Ja ta myyti neile.
Into Egypt.
Ja viidi Egiptusesse.
When he came into Egypt.
Kui ta sinna jõudis.
He landed himself in the house of Potiphar.
Siis ta sattus Potifari kotta.
And a woman.
Ja naine.
The wife of Potiphar was around.
Potifari naine oli seal.
So much so.
Sel määral.
That she wants to lay her hands.
Et ta tahtis oma käed panna Joosepi peale.
But Joseph was saying,
aga Joosep
ütles, I cannot commit this sin.
Ma ei saa pattu teha.
Because I will be sinning against God.
Sest ma teen pattu Jumala vastu sel juhul.
So he then wanted to run away.
Siis ta tahtis ära joosta.
And the woman was grabbing him.
Ja naine haarastas kinni.
And stripping off the coat.
Ja kiskus ta puue seljast.
So she was screaming.
Ja siis naine karjus.
He wants to rape me.
Ta tahab mind vägistada.
And Joseph then was taken
ja siis
and put into the prison.
Vanglasse.
And even in prison,
ka vanglas.
He had God's favor.
Oli ta Jumala soosi.
So much so
sel määral,
that there was a the baker
et seal oli üks
and pahar, the butler
ja
that came into the same prison.
Vanglas.
And as they were in the prison,
ja kui nad olid vanglas,
Joseph, they came to Joseph with their dreams.
Tulid oma unenäkude ka Joosepi juurde.
And they said to Joseph,
ja ütlesid talle,
can you explain these dreams?
Kas sa seletad meile,
mida unenäkud? And Joseph was saying,
ja Joosep ütles,
I cannot explain dreams.
Mina ei oska unenäkusid.
Only God can explain dreams.
Ainult Jumal oskab unenäkusid.
But give me your dreams.
Kuid öelge oma unenäkud.
What was Joseph saying?
Mida Joosep ütles?
God is right here.
Jumal on siin.
I cannot explain the dream.
Mina ei oska unenäkus
seletada. God can explain your dream.
Jumal oskab
siin unenäkus seletada.
Nii et räägi unenäkus. Et Jumal seletaks unenäku.
He was a carrier of God.
Ta oli Jumala kandja.
He explained the dream.
Ta seletas unenäud.
To the butler.
Sellele joogikallale kallajale.
And the butler got excited.
Ja tal joogikallale läks
unenäkus. He went to tell the baker.
Ütles pagarile.
The baker also came.
Tuli ka pagar.
And he explained the dream unto the baker.
Ja seletas selle pagarile ka.
And you find when they went out.
Ja kui nad siis ära läksid.
The butler was restored to his position.
Siis joogikallaja sai oma koha tagasi.
But the baker was hanged.
Kuid pagarite üle
loodi. Exactly as Joseph was saying.
Ja kui Joosep ütles.
But the Bible says.
Piibel ütleb.
That the butler forgot all about Joseph.
Et joogikallaja unustas Joosepi ära. Kes oli vanglas.
He never told Pharaoh.
Ta ei öelnud faraole.
That Joseph was explaining all these things.
Et Joosep seletas need unenäod.
It so happened.
Juhtus
only nii, after Pharaoh had dreams.
Juhtus nii, et kui faraole nägi unenägu.
That the butler then remembered.
Siis tuli joogikallajal meelde.
That there is a man in prison.
Et vanglas on üks mees.
Who know how to interpret dreams.
Kes oskab unenägusid seletada.
So Joseph then had to wash himself.
Joosep pidi siis ennast pesema.
He received a new coat. And then he came before Pharaoh.
Ja siis ta läks faraole ette.
And he explained unto Pharaoh.
Et ta seletas faraole.
His dreams.
Tema unenäo.
And he then was given.
Ja siis ta anti.
Potiphar. Potiphar woman.
A Potifar.
To wife. He was given a woman.
Ja talle anti talle anti naiseks üks
the daughter of Pharaoh.
Talle anti naiseks faraole tütar.
And he married this woman.
Ja ta abiellus selle naisega.
And he became second in command.
Ja ta sai riigis teiseks.
In a strange land.
Võõral maal.
He was in Egypt.
Ta oli Egiptuses.
A type and a shadow of the world.
Mis on võrdpilt maailmas.
And he became the father of Pharaoh. He became the father of Pharaoh. The father.
Ta sai isaks Vaarale.
Of Pharaoh. That's what my Bible says. Which means.
Mis tähendab.
When he was speaking to Pharaoh.
Et kui ta rääkis Vaaraga.
Pharaoh was listening very carefully.
Kuulas Vaara väga tähelepanelikult, mida Joosep ütles.
That makes him to be a father.
See teeb ta isaks.
But he became the prime minister.
Ta sai peaministriks.
In Egypt.
Egiptuses.
He was directly unto Pharaoh.
Ta oli otsene Vaaraga.
And he was even carrying the ring.
Ja ta kandis ka sõrmust.
Which means he can do the signing up.
Et ta võis ka allkirju anda.
Just what happened to a man.
Nii juhtus mehega.
Of obedience.
Sõna kuulelikkuse tõttu.
He will prosper.
Ta sai edukaks.
Because of the presence of God.
Jumala kohal on
Then we mention Hezekiah.
Siis mainisime
Hezekiah. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 7.
Teise kuningate 18:7.
Hezekiah prospered.
Hiskia oli jõukas.
Because of the presence of God.
Jumala oli jaru tõttu.
2 Kings chapter 18.
Teise kuningate 18.
Verse 7.
Salm 7.
Concerning Hezekiah, the Bible says, the Lord was with him.
Ja Issand oli temaga.
Very clearly we see there the presence of God.
Väga selgelt näeme Jumala kohalolu.
The Lord was with him.
Ja Issand oli temaga.
He prospered wherever he went.
Kõigjal, kuhu ta läks, oli tal edu.
And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him.
Ta hakkas vastu Assuri kuningale ega teeninud.
Here's Hezekiah.
Siin on
doing what God wants him to do.
Teeb seda, mida Jumala
and because of that,
ja selle tõttu,
the Bible says he prospered.
Biibel ütleb, tema oli edukas.
Then we've mentioned David,
siis ma
who also David, prospered
kes oli ka edukas.
Because of the manifest presence of God.
Jumala ligi olnud
and we've mentioned, we find it in scriptures,
ja Biiblis näeme,
in the book of 2 Samuel,
teise Saamoni raamatus,
chapter 5, and in verse 10. Remember I gave you all the scriptures. When I was just speaking unto you. So now we are amplifying it. By going into the Bible. To show unto you. Whatever I have said. Is really so. The Bible says. That there were a certain group of people that make sure what is said is really so. But in our days, we have a lazy group of people that never going to make sure what is said is really so. So God is also using us to show unto us what was said over the last 3 days is really so.
On tõesti nii.
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 10.
Teise Saamueli 5:10.
The Bible says.
Ütleb Piibel.
So David went on and became great.
Ja Taavet läks üha vägevamaks.
Why?
Miks?
Because the Lord God of hosts was with him.
Sest Issand vägede Jumal oli temaga.
Becoming great there simply means.
Üha vägevamaks minna tähendab.
That David prospered.
Et Taavet oli edukas.
Because God was with him.
Sest Jumal oli temaga.
All that we need.
Kõik, mida me vajame.
Is God on our side.
Et Jumal oleks meiega.
When you have God on your side.
Kui Jumal on sinuga koos.
You don't have to go and stand in front of a boss.
Siis sa ei pea seisma oma ülemuse ees.
And work yourself to death.
Ja ennast surnuks töötama.
For a salary that you're going to get at the end of a month.
Selle palga eest, mis sa saad kuulekus.
When you have God on your side.
Kui Jumal on sinu pool.
He speaks the hearts of people.
Siis ta räägib inimeste südame
so taustu. So.
Nii, sel määr.
You will prosper.
Et sa saad olema edukas.
Without having to work from morning to evening.
Ilma, et sa peaksid hommikust õhtuni tööd rabama.
David.
Taavet.
Was looking after the sheep of his father.
Vaatas oma isa lammaste järgi.
He then was anointed by Samuel.
Siis võiti teda Saamoni poolt.
To become the king of Israel.
Israeli kuningaks.
And we find later.
Ja hiljem.
That David started prospering.
Oli Taavet väga edukas.
Because of the presence, consistent presence of God.
Jumala pideva ligiolu tõttu.
In his life.
Tema elus.
We also then mentioned.
Me mainisime.
That even Obed-Edom prospered because of this presence of God. We see it in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verses 11 to
12.
2 Samuel 6, verse 11 to
12.
We see how Obed-Edom, together with his whole household, all of them prospered
kõik olid jõukad
because of God's presence.
Jumala ligiolu tõttu.
The Bible says here the ark of the Lord. When we see the ark of the Lord,
kui me näeme Issanda raagas,
it's a clear type of the presence of God. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom.
Issanda raagas jäi katlase Obed-Edomi kotta.
The Gittite for 3 months.
Kolmeks kuuks.
And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household.
Ja Issand õnnistas Obed-Edomit ja kogu ta koda.
Because of this ark,
selle laeka tõttu,
that remained in his house,
mis oli tema kojas,
the ark a type and a shadow of the presence of God,
laegas on Jumala ligiolu pilt.
When this box was in that house,
kui see kast oli
the Bible kojas, says,
siis Biibel ütleb,
that God blessed Obed-Edom,
Jumala õnnistas Obed-Edomit,
together with all his household.
Kogu tema majapidamise.
Then we read in verse 12,
ja seal on 12.
The Bible says that it was told unto King David,
ütleb Biibel, et Daavidile jutustati,
saying the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom,
ja öeldi, et Issand on õnnistanud Obed-Edom,
and all that belongs to him,
ja kõike, mis seal on,
because of the ark of God.
Jumala laeka pärast.
The Bible says when David was hearing this,
kui David seda kuulis,
he went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom,
siis David läks ja tõi rõõmsa meelega Jumala laeka,
to the city of David with gladness.
Obed-Edomi kojast üles Daaveti linna.
Let's look at the last one.
Vaatame viimast.
We also mention how Israel prospered.
Me mainisime, kuidas Israel oli edukas.
Because of the presence of God.
Jumala ligiolu tõttu.
As seen in the book of Joel chapter 2,
nagu on näha Joeli teises peal,
verse 24 to 27.
Seal on 24 kuni 27.
And we will be finishing with this.
Ja me sellega lõpetame.
The Bible says in Joel chapter 2,
Joeli teine peatükk.
Joel chapter 2, verse 24 to 27.
Seal on 24 kuni 27.
This is concerning Israel,
see puudutab Israeli,
who prospered,
kes oli jõukas,
because of God's presence.
Jumala ligiolu tõttu.
So what I'm saying unto us,
mida ma meile ütlen,
if we are moving consistently, continuously,
kui me pidevalt liigume,
into this presence of God,
Jumala ligiolus,
I believe that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ,
siis ma usun, et Jeesuse Kristuse kogus,
will become the prosperous people on the earth.
Saavad väga jõukateks inimesteks siin maailmas.
We now have names.
Meil on nimed.
Of who is the richest person on the earth.
Nimed maailma rikkaimate inimeste nimed.
And all that names.
Ja kõik need nimed.
That's coming down from 1 to 20.
Esimesest kuni 20.
Of the richest.
Maailma rikkaimad.
The second richest.
Teine rikkaimad.
The third richest.
Kolmas rikkuselt.
Not one of them.
Mitte ükski neist.
Is a pastor.
Ei ole pastor.
And things is about to change.
Kuid asjad muutuvad.
Because God is about to make his church,
sest Jumal teeb oma koguduse,
to prosper.
Jõukaks.
Great wealth,
toob suure rikkuse,
is about to come,
suur rikkus,
to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ja Jeesuse Kristuse.
I am prophesying this.
Ma profeteerin seda.
I'm saying this.
Ma ütlen
as
seda.
A word from God.
Jumala
sõna. Why I'm saying it as a word from God?
Miks ma ütlen seda Jumala
because
sõna?
I gave you examples
in the Bible.
So I know it is the word of God.
See on
the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In Joel chapter 2, verse 24 to 27, the Bible says here, the threshing floors shall be full of wheat.
Siis saavad rehealused täis nisu.
And the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil.
Ning tõrred voolavad üle veinist ja õlist.
So I will restore to you.
Ja ma tasun teile.
This is very clearly God is saying, I will bring restoration.
Väga selgelt ütleb Jumal, et ma toon taastamise.
And I explain unto us what is restoration.
Ja ma seletasin, mis on taastamine.
By saying whatsoever have been lost,
öeldes, et mis iganes on,
stolen,
varastatud,
or forfeited,
või ära võetud,
shall be brought back,
tuuakse tagasi,
in greater quality,
suuremas hulgas,
quantity,
koguses,
and kind.
Ja
the different ways.
Ja erinevatel viisidel.
So I will restore to you
ma tasun teile
the years that a swarming locust has eaten.
Nende aastate eest, kui saagi sõid rohud iritsud.
We need to remember.
Me peame mäletama.
The word of God is living.
Et Jumala sõna
on. And it is active.
Aktiivne.
What happened for those people those years?
Mis nendele inimestele?
The word of God is still doing the same for us.
On teha sama.
It is living.
See on
elav. And it is active.
Ja tegev.
So God will restore the years that a swarming locust has eaten.
Jumal tasub nende aastate eest, kui saagiseid rohud iritsud.
The crawling locusts.
Vasse.
The consuming locusts.
Mardikad ja röövikud.
I mean, you have a shop here.
Teil on siin üks pood.
That's called consume.
Mida kutsutakse konsumiks.
So here the Bible speaks of the consuming locust.
Siin Jumal räägib ka nendest rohutirtsudest ja röövikutest.
And the chewing locusts.
Ja vastetest.
My great army which I sent among you.
See mu suur sõjavägi, kelle ma läkitasin.
Then the Bible says,
siis ütleb Piibel,
you shall eat in plenty.
Te saate küllalt süüa.
And be satisfied.
Ja sööte kõhut täis.
And praise the name of the Lord your God.
Ja kiidate Issandat oma Jumalat.
Who has dealt wondrously with you.
Kes on teiega talitanud imepäraselt.
Then God is saying,
Jumal ütleb,
and my people
ja mu rahva
shall never be put to shame.
Ei jää igavesti hävisse.
Then you shall know
ja te saate tunda,
that I am in the midst of Israel.
Et mina olen Israel
kesse. I am the Lord your God.
Et mina Issand olen teie
Jumal. And there is no other.
Ja ei ole ühtegi teist.
Then he is saying,
siis ta ütleb,
my people
minu rahvas
shall never
ei jää igavesti hävisse.
God is saying,
Jumal ütleb,
I am about to prosper my people.
Ma toon jõukuse oma rahva sekka.
All they need to understand.
Kõik, mis me peame mõistma.
Is how to obtain.
Kuidas saavutada.
My manifest presence.
Tema kohalolu ilmsiks tulemist.
My manifest presence.
Tema ilmsiks tulemist.
Can be obtained.
Sinna võib jõuda vaid.
Through prayer.
Läbi palve.
Through acclamation.
Läbi kiituse.
Through repentance.
Meeleparanduse.
Through obedience.
Sõnakuulelikkuse.
Through unity.
Ühtsuse.
Through sacrifice.
Ohverdamise.
Through an integrity.
Aususe.
And through assembly in ja his name.
Tema nimele kokku tulemise.
What are we doing now?
Mis me praegu teeme?
We are assembling in his name.
Me tuleme kokku tema nimes.
We will become part. We will become part. We will become part of a people
inimestest,
who will prosper in the season.
Kes sellel ajal saavad jõukust.
All that God wants,
kõik, mida Jumal tahab,
is just one thing.
On üks asi.
It's called obedience.
Ja see on sõnakuulelikus.
Be obedient.
Ole sõnakuulel.
Unto the word of God.
Jumala sõnale.
Amen.
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 Ja amen.
Father, we give you all the glory.
Isama, anname sulle kogu au.
We give you all the honor, Lord.
Ja austuse.
There is none like you, Father.
Ei ole kedagi teist nagu sina.
You said, Father,
sina ütlesid,
that your word is living and active.
Et sinu sõna on elav ja tegev.
Sharper than any double-edged sword.
Teravam kui ükski kaheterane.
You said, Father,
sina ütlesid,
that this word will penetrate.
Et see tungib läbi.
Even to divide soul and spirit.
Et see lühestab hinge ja
joint and marrow.
Liigesed ja üdi.
You said, Father,
sinu ütlesid,
that this word will judge the thoughts and the attitudes of the mind. This day, Father, let your word judge us. Let your word heal us. Let your word bring salvation. And let your very word deliver us, Father. We believe, Father, that your word, Father, is sent for thy God to accomplish what
seda,
has been sent for.
Mille jaoks
and that's why, Father,
ja
we
saa,
thank you for what you are about to do
selle eest, mida sina in this house,
in the lives of this, your people.
Ja nende
in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Ja amen.